Hi, this is Lucia with The Art of Love. I'm a dating and relationship expert specializing in helping you get your ex back. And welcome back, No Contact Army. I hope you've been a good little soldier. And if you too would like to join the No Contact Army, all you have to do is hit the subscribe button and you are in. And if you would like to read the No Contact Army manual, go to nocontactsecrets.com where you can download 2 free chapters before buying the book. Today, I want to talk about 4 powerful ways to make your ex chase you. So let's get right into it. The first one is stop chasing. They can't chase you if you're not running. They can't chase you if you're chasing them. If you're both chasing, you're going to bump up into each other. And sometimes it's subtle ways that you're chasing that you don't even realize is chasing. For example, asking for closure is chasing because you pretend that you're just asking for closure. And I actually did a whole video on this, then you can check it out. But what you're really doing is hoping that you can change their mind by asking what the reason is and then arguing and saying, No, but you know, you misunderstood. No, it's like this. No, I'll change. No, like this. So by asking for closure, you're actually chasing. Another way of chasing is if you're in contact with them for some reason, even though you know you shouldn't be, asking them about their relationship status. You want to know if they're single and you're not just making conversation. They know that you're still interested. So again, that's another form of chasing. Really any personal questions that you don't really have the right to know at this moment as the ex comes off as chasing. That's why you want to do no contact, because that will automatically put an end to any behavior that could be interpreted by them as chasing. Because if you're in no contact, you're obviously not chasing. Otherwise, if they feel like they can get you back anytime, then what is their incentive to chase? There isn't one. But when you disappear, they won't be so sure they can get you back anytime. And if their interest level is high enough, they will begin to chase. Because if most or all of their exes chased them in the past, they will expect the same behavior from you. My ex that I did a video about, my breakup, I'll put the link in the upper right corner, he was used to his exes chasing him. And when I went no contact immediately, I heard from him within 2 weeks. So you got to show them that you are not the same as everybody else. And when they see that you're not chasing them, they're going to wonder why. And they're thinking that maybe you no longer think they're as amazing as you thought they were. They think that maybe they can't get you back anymore and you're not waiting around like they thought you would. The second way to get your ex to chase you is to show them that you have other options. Yes, the jealousy card. But you're not going to play it the next day or even the next week. That's way too soon and they're going to think that you were cheating. So if it's been at least a month or 2, go out on dates, post it on social media, but don't show the person. As I've mentioned in other videos, show 2 drinks together, show the plates of food, 2 plates of food, but don't show the face. I once posted a picture of me and another guy in my stories, which I rarely do. In fact, I never do, but the one time I did it, I covered his face with a happy face, an emoji, and boy, did I get questions from my followers on Instagram. And they were asking, is that your boyfriend? Are you engaged? Someone said, oh, I wish that was me. I couldn't believe the response I got from everyone that followed me. So maybe I'll post another one just to see what they respond. So be subtle. You don't want to be too obvious or like you're trying to make them jealous. So obviously you're not going to post a picture of you kissing someone or someone else hugging you, like a sexual hug, you know, not like a friendly hug. It's just better to show that you're out, but not with who. And the person that you're out with, you can have them take a picture of you from across the table. So it's obvious that you're out with someone since it's not a selfie. And that way, they may start to have second thoughts about the breakup. And they will soon get in touch as they don't want to lose you. Because you're using social proof. You're showing, hey, look, someone else is interested in me. Your ex may not be interested, but other people are. So they start to think maybe they made a mistake in breaking up with you. And actually, several clients, when they did this, their exes got in touch when they posted something on social media that they were out. And this is why you don't want to block your ex on social media right after the breakup, because then you can't use this jealousy card. You can do it later, but even if you do block them later, they will probably be spying on you from another account. Okay, the third way to get your ex to chase you is to level up. And for some reason, people always seem to wait until they've been broken up with to improve themselves. I hear so many people saying, oh, after the breakup, I lost weight. Well, how about you lose weight while you're in the relationship? Okay. People get way too comfortable in relationships. You got to stay hungry. And I don't mean for food. I mean for improvement. Hungry to always strive to improve physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. It's very attractive when you do it in the relationship. And it helps to keep things from getting boring and stagnating in a relationship. So once you start to improve your looks, they'll see you looking better and you'll be able to reattract them, reawaken their physical desire for you, which was there when you first met. Otherwise, you wouldn't have dated. And it can come back even stronger if you look even better now. So lose weight, fix your hair differently, new hairstyle, grow it, color it. Your style. You have to update your style if you haven't. And as people get older, they tend to not update their style. They're stuck in whatever decade they preferred. This is why you see people walking around like it's still the 70s or the 90s. Great decades, but come into the 21st century. You need to keep up. For women, as I recommended in another video, I recommend Fashion Nova. Yes, a lot of their clothes are meant for the younger generation, like women in their 20s, but I find things on there that aren't too sexy. And it's very up to date. So I'll put the link below the video so you can get a discount when you shop the first time at Fashion Nova, if you're not already a shopper there. Makeup for the women, and maybe for the men, I don't know. Blue eyeshadow. Some people never got over it. Yes, I know, it looked wonderful in the 60s, but it's no longer the 60s. And a word about short bangs. Those look best on teenagers or girls in their early 20s. After that, it's really not that attractive. It's really not that sexy to have bangs. So you might want to consider growing out your bangs. I do makeovers. I used to be a model and then I was a photographer. So I am all about looks, and I can help bring you into the 21st century and look much, much better. So you can contact me about that. The direct link is below. You can use the same link for coaching as you do to contact me about the makeovers. And then finally, way number four to get your ex to chase is my secret method. I've mentioned this before, the fact that we have to move from analog to digital when it comes to getting an ex back. And I'm still not going to talk about it, reveal what it is. And it's not to get more clients. I have enough clients, thank you. But I'm researching it with my current clients. And so far I've given it to 6 of my clients. 2 of them, I just gave it to them, so I don't have any news from them. One got their ex back within 2 weeks. The other 3 heard from their exes, and 2 are in some type of contact with their ex. They're not back together, but they are in some type of contact. So when I'm ready to reveal that, I certainly will. However, if you do coaching with me, obviously, and you ask me about it, I will tell you about it if I think it's for you. All right. So let me recap how to get your ex to chase you. 1 would be, of course, to stop chasing them. They can't chase you if you're not running. Number two, show them you have other options. Pull the jealousy card. Show them you're out and about. Number three, level up. Look good physically and also work on yourself mentally, emotionally, and spiritually so you're not even the same person when you meet up with them again. And then number four, my secret method, the secret sauce. So if you would like my help to get your ex back, go to theartoflove.net. The direct link is below and we will send you the rates. If you found this video helpful, please subscribe, like, and share. If you're listening to a podcast, please rate and review. And finally, remember that love inspires, empowers, uplifts, and enlightens.